This is Akashvani. The news read by Ashish P. Abraham. Speaking at the Christmas celebrations hosted by the Catholic Bishops' Conference of India, CBCI, in New Delhi last evening, Mr. Modi cited Germany's Christmas market attack just a few days ago. He urged people to come together to fight against these challenges. Addressing the event, the Prime Minister said that India prioritizes both national interest and human interest in its foreign policy. He said, "Today's India sees it as its duty to bring its citizens to safety, no matter where they are or what crisis they face." President Draupadi Murmu has said that increasing use of technology in the medical field has made collaboration between medical and engineering institutions extremely important. Addressing the 6th convocation of Vardhaman Mahavir Medical College and Safdarjung Hospital in New Delhi last evening, the President said experiments in artificial intelligence, mRNA technology, robotics and 3D bioprinting are going to bring about massive changes in the medical field. She said Vardhaman Mahavir Medical College and Safdarjung Hospital can collaborate with engineering and technology institutes located in Delhi for research and innovation. The President said that interdisciplinary knowledge sharing would be in everyone's interest. Ministry of External Affairs has received a note verbale from the Bangladesh High Commission yesterday in connection with an extradition request. MEA spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said, "At this time, they have no comment to offer on this matter." The interim government in Bangladesh had sent a diplomatic note to India to send back former Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina. Since her ouster as the Bangladesh Premier in August, Hasina has been living in India in exile. Ministry of Defence has said that Swarnim Bharat, Virasat aur Vikas will be the theme of Tableau for Republic Day RDC 2025. It added that 15 states and union territories have been selected to showcase their Tableau on the Kartavya Path during the parade. These states include Andhra Pradesh, Bihar, Chandigarh, Dadar Nagar Haveli and Daman and Diu, Goa, Gujarat, Haryana, Jharkhand, Karnataka and among others. In addition, 11 ministries and the Department of Union Government have also been selected for RDC 2025. The Supreme Court has directed the Medical Counseling Committee to conduct a special round of counseling to fill vacant medical seats for National Eligibility Cum Entrance Test (NEET) undergraduate courses while noting the acute shortage of doctors in India. A bench of Justices B.R. Gawai and K.V. Vishwanathan further directed that the vacant NRI seats would also be converted into the general category quota and should be filled through the state admission authorities. The court said in its order stated that the precious medical seats should not go to waste when the country is facing acute shortage of doctors. Acclaimed film director Shyam Benegal passed away in Mumbai yesterday. He was 90 years old. Shyam Benegal breathed his last at a private hospital in Mumbai, where he had been undergoing treatment for chronic kidney disease. The legendary director won several national awards for movies, including Manthan in 1976, Bhumika, The Role in 1977, among others. The India Meteorological Department (IMD) has forecast cold wave conditions in parts of Himachal Pradesh, Jammu, Kashmir, Ladakh, Gilgit, Baltistan, Muzaffarabad, Punjab, Haryana and Chandigarh today. Haryana, Chandigarh, Delhi, Uttar Pradesh, Rajasthan, Sub-Himalayan West Bengal, Sikkim, Bihar and Odisha can experience dense fog in the morning and night hours during the next 2-3 days. According to the IMD, Punjab, Haryana, Chandigarh, Delhi and North Rajasthan is likely to witness thunderstorms. Storms and lightning today. The weather office said Delhi NCR is likely to experience smog and shallow fog during the morning and night hours over the next 2 days. In women's cricket, India will take on the West Indies in the second ODI of the three-match ICC Championship Series at Kotambi Stadium in Vadodara today. The match is scheduled to begin at 1:30 p.m. India defeated the visitors by 211 runs in the first ODI played at the same venue on Sunday. The hosts aim to maintain momentum after winning T20 International Series 2-1 against the West Indies in Navi Mumbai. And that is the end of this news bulletin.